Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
EO Network.
Children play in the park. They don't know I'm alone in the dark.
Chicago bringing us back to 23 after the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Clara Capano is our guest. She's the author of a new book, Find Your Success in Business, Life, Health, and Relationships. Clara, that's available, I'm sure, wherever books are sold.
Yep, it's on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and also on my website.
All right, so check, and that's Clara-ty.com.
Correct.
All right, so check that out, folks. We're talking about how to blend and unblend our business and our personal lives. You know, we've got so much technology now, Clara, and I'm a baby boomer. I'm a senior baby boomer, but even I find it difficult to lay the phone down.
Mm-hmm.
You know, even when I'm not checking email, I'm reading the Wall Street Journal if I have a little bit of time or whatever. And, you know, sometimes it's good because I want to learn about things. I want to know what's going on. I want to keep up with what's happening. But at the same time, it does increase the anxiety in our lives, doesn't it, all this technology? How do we disconnect?
It can.
How do we unplug?
Yeah, we all suffer from, you know, FOMO, the fear of missing out, and it's become a bit of an addiction. And I really believe it all comes down to a matter of choice. I'm not saying that I'm perfect, and I reach for the phone, and I like to stay connected. For me, it's more of a matter of love. I love what I do, so I enjoy working. But I have to sometimes put the phone down and disconnect because I have to keep myself energized and recharged. And if I work around the clock and if I'm over connected, then I can't serve at the level that I need to. And I think it just comes with really setting clear expectations and boundaries. So, for example, I tell a lot of my clients, you know, if it's the day that I have my son, you know, I don't set appointments between about, you know, 3:30 and 4:30 because mm-hmm. that's when I pick him up from school. Last night was a good example. He wanted to watch a movie, so we sat down to watch a movie. I turned my phone off and set my phone aside. And then I went back to it after he went to bed and returned some emails and some messages that came through.
Mm-hmm.
Because you have to make the choice of where do you want to be present, because one of the best gifts you have is your gift of presence. Now, I do have a little tool that I share with my clients, and I call it bubble time. And what I do with that is I break everything down into hour increments, and you can use this in your business as well as in life. And what I do is I disconnect or I focus attention in one area for about 45 minutes. So if it is from, let's say, 9 to 10 in the morning, from 9 to 9:45, I am focused in my business or the appointment or whatever it is that I need to be focused on from 9 to 9:45. Then from 9:45 to 10, I step out of my bubble, and that's when I can check my emails, my voicemails, and
so you don't do any technology in that 45 minutes?
In that 45 minutes, that's correct.
Unless a call comes in or something like that.
Well, and even if the call comes in, I let it go to voicemail. I have learned that there are very few emergencies that cannot last 45 minutes.
Makes a lot of sense. Makes a lot of
mm-hmm.
sense, yeah.
And you can use that in your personal life. I use it when I do, when I organize my office. I do it sometimes when I'm with my son. We'll spend time together for 45 minutes, and then it's that 15-minute break that I check my email.
You know, I don't think there's a lot of people, as many people as should, have a concentrated period of work time like we did back in the old days when we didn't mm-hmm. have all this. And I'll tell you what I do. I have never in 20 years of more than 20 years of email, I've never had the sound, the email sound on my computer ever.
No, I turn mine off.
I never have it. And I'll tell you something else. The only noise my phone makes, my mobile phone makes, is a phone call or a text.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing to do with social media, nothing to do with anything else. I don't get a ding or a ting or a jingle from anything but a phone or a text.
Yeah. Because they are distracting.
Because if you don't turn off all the social media, you will not get anything done.
Mm-hmm. It's so true.
I don't know how you can concentrate. Do you?
No. And, you know, studies show that we get distracted, you know, every 3 minutes, and it takes us about 15 minutes to get back on track.
I'm going to tell you something else. I had two millennial ladies, young ladies, in the mid to early 20s, working for me a while back. And I went in their office one day, and I said, let me ask you a question. How bad is the distraction of your generation at work for social media and staying in touch with friends? How bad is that? And both of them, almost in unison, without blinking, without thinking, both of them said, sir, it's epidemic.
Mm-hmm. It is.
These were 23, 24, 25-year-old ladies.
Well, at least they realize it. Most people don't even realize it.
Well, they knew I didn't allow it, you know, but they said, no, it's bad.
Yeah.
And so that's something we have to discuss with especially the younger ones who just get coming to work and they don't know any better.
Mm-hmm. And like I said, it's a matter of choice. You have to really think about, you know, what do I need to focus on today? What are my true goals?
Right.
And work to manage those distractions, because the distractions are not going away. We just have to be stronger and have the courage to block them.
Well, here's the thing. If you're going to be successful, success comes from work. And most, and even though you can make connections and you can do things productive with social media, most of that's not work that will help you be successful.
Very true.
Hey, I need your website again, Clara.
www.claratcy.com.
All right. The book is called Find Your Focus. Clara, good job. Take care of yourself. See you next.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.